in the East Room of the White House. Mr. Ford noted that he takes office under extraordinary circumstances, that this is an hour of history. He said, I am acutely aware that you were not elected, that I was not elected by your ballots, but he asked the American people to confirm him by their prayers. He took a rather direct note of the Watergate tragedy, which has led to the departure of President Nixon, saying that our long national nightmare is over, our Constitution works, our great republic is a nation of laws and not of men. And he spoke of binding up the internal wounds of Watergate, which he said are more painful and more poisonous than those of foreign wars, a more direct reference to the problem perhaps than any made by Richard Nixon last night or this morning as he took his farewell. And we noted that President Ford's voice broke as he asked for prayers for Richard Nixon and said, may our former president who brought peace to millions find it for himself. In the East Room now, Hal Walker.
Neil, I was reminded a few minutes ago by our colleague Phil Jones of the line that the former vice president often used in speaking around the country when he would say that all he ever wanted to be really was Speaker of the House, an ambition that he never attained, but he did become vice president, and he said, once in a while, I have to admit that when I drive past the White House on my way to my house in Alexandria, Virginia, a little wee voice does come up and say, if you lived there, you'd be home now. Well, President Jerry Ford is at home now in the White House. The crowd of dignitaries, the leadership of the Congress, members of the cabinet, new advisors, new faces here at the White House who will be advising this new president as the transition takes place from the administration of Richard Nixon to the administration of Gerald Ford. Mr. Ford's family seated in the front row, beaming proudly, smiling, the mood completely different from the mood that we witnessed here in the East Room just a few hours ago as Richard Nixon departed. And now the crowd waiting to go out, a bit of a jam up at the doorway. A little while earlier, we heard one of the service bands playing the martial music that so often accompanies the ceremonies in this room.
It's very much the case, Hal Walker. The transition is now made. As they say in monarchies, the king is dead, long live the king. But we now have a new president already on Capitol Hill. We have the passage of a resolution by the Senate promising cooperation with him, and we have a good deal of speculation about what man he will name now as his vice president, who must be confirmed by a majority vote of each house of the Congress. This morning, Hugh Scott, the Republican leader, and Republican Senator Everett Brooke of Massachusetts have both come out in support of Nelson Rockefeller, the former governor of New York. Governor Ronald Reagan of California, however, is pushing Senator Barry Goldwater. It's one of the decisions that President Ford now has to make in the coming days. And this afternoon, he goes directly into 2 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time into a meeting with his economic advisors tackling the nation's now number one domestic problem, that is the state of the economy.
And as you noted, his saying, Neil, these transitions do take place rapidly. President Gerald Ford's first official act then will be to meet with the joint leadership of the Congress. His old friends from Capitol Hill, friends among whom he feels obviously comfortable and I'm sure will be seeking from them their pledge for assistance during these first, which will be rather trying, rather difficult days. It's always difficult when a new administration comes into the White House, just sort of finding your way around, just many of the simple physical logistical problems that have to be taken care of. And this new president, like all new presidents, is going to need all the help he can get.
And Hal, let's listen again now to some of the words of President Ford as he seems to indirectly promise at least a much more open administration than that we have just seen.
I believe that truth is the glue that holds government together. Not only our government, but civilization itself. That bond, though stained, is unbroken at home and abroad. In all my public and private acts as your president, I expect to follow my instincts of openness and candor with full confidence that honesty is always the best policy in the end. My fellow Americans, our long national nightmare is over.
So Gerald Ford has taken the oath of office as the nation's 38th president. As he noted, every president since George Washington has taken that oath. It is laid down in the Constitution, Article 2, Section 1. The words of that oath, the same oath that Richard M. Nixon, that proposed Article 2 of impeachment, was accused of violating and abusing his power under it. But taking those words now and saying that these are extraordinary times, Gerald Ford has become President of the United States. This has been a CBS News special report. The nation's 38th president takes office. I'm Neil Strauser with Hal Walker, CBS News, Washington.
19 minutes past 9 o'clock from KIXI.
Western living. Distinctive, practical, like Western Shores products. Western Shores makes Western living easier, more economical. Western Shores products for those who choose the best.
Western Shores products available at your nearby thriftway store.
Easy does it, Amtrak does it. Every mile of every trip, you will quickly find it's so relaxing, you can sure unwind on an Amtrak coach.
When you plan your fun-filled trip to Expo 74, remember there's a whale of a lot to see and do, so don't waste your energy in a long, tiring drive. Relax all the way in a comfortable, reserved Amtrak coach seat. Right now, Amtrak has three trains daily to Spokane, including our new Expo 74 train with its convenient 12:30 p.m. departure. Low one-way coach fare, only $19. Be sure to see Amtrak's exciting exhibit at Expo with scenic highlights of Amtrak's America.
Easy does it, Amtrak does it. Easy does it, Amtrak does it.
Hello, I'm Henry Fonda. Maybe some of you have seen me in a TV commercial where I actually demonstrate that with GAF color print film, the color you see is the color you get. The way I do this is by showing color snapshots taken with GAF color print film right next to the same live scene. And you know something? It's pretty darn hard to tell the difference. That's how good GAF color print film is. Maybe you ought to prove it to yourself, because it's a great, colorful time of year for picture taking, on a picnic or a vacation or visiting or even just going for a walk. Whatever you're doing with the family, it's a great time for color pictures. And that means it's a great time for GAF film, whether it's slide film, movie film, or color print film. Remember, with GAF film, the color you see is the color you get.